Angry man mowed activists fear safety of female inmates at Chowchilla, California facility. By Elaine Mallon on June 27, 2023. Transgender activist and former teacher Dana Rivers. A biological male who first appeared on ABC's 2020 more than 20 years ago. Is sentenced to life in a women's prison after brutally murdering a lesbian couple and their adopted son. Rivers had allegedly known victim Charlotte Reed from an all-female biker game known as the Deviants, where Rivers was known as the enforcer, the New York Post reported. In 2016, the then 61-year-old Rivers shot Charlotte, 56, twice and stabbed her 40 times. He then shot Reed's wife Patricia Wright, 57, and stabbed her in the neck and shoulder, and then shot and killed their 19-year-old son adopted from Africa. Activists have called Rivers' murders a hate crime on women and say sending him to a women's facility is putting female inmates at risk. Kara Daske, author of The Abolition of Sex: How the Transgender Agenda Harms Women and Girls, told the Post that women typically don't kill in such a brutal fashion. Daske attended parts of the trial in which Rivers' lawyer argued that he was insane. "There was something truly vile about the way this was carried out and his obvious hatred of her," Daske said. "My feeling from knowledge of the case is that he killed her because he couldn't be her and he shouldn't be in prison with other women." Ex-prisoner Amy Ichikawa, 41, said regardless of whether or not a transgender inmate received reassignment surgery, the fear exists that they may return to angry man mode. Rivers will be housed at Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla due to a 2021 bill called the Transgender Respect, Agency, and Dignity Act, authored by State Senator Scott Wiener. This bill allows transgender inmates to choose what facility they stay in and even the roommate arrangements, according to Ichikawa. She served 5 years at Chowchilla, but never had the luxury to choose where she bunked in spite of threats to her safety. "I got my ass whipped by my bunkie for 3 months, but when I went to a housing officer to ask for a transfer to a different unit, she just looked at me and said, 'What kind of Asian are you, Chinese, Japanese, or on your knees?'" Ichikawa told the Post. "I was devastated. But if I were a trans prisoner, I could pick and choose where I wanted to live and with whom." California, Maine, and New Jersey are the only three states which currently permit inmates into prisons based on their gender identity, NPR reported. However, it affects prisons all over the country. Earlier this month, Breitbart reported of a Minnesota male inmate receiving nearly $500,000 in a sex change operation following a lawsuit settlement over his reported treatment in prison. For the first time in the state's history, a biological male will be transferred to a women's prison.